Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lord's Cupboard Executive Director, Laura Cohen, about how the food pantry is continuing operations during its physical closure. This is part one of a two-part interview. With the Lord's Cupboard, you guys obviously are following the provisions that the governor and various health departments have set out during this situation, and you guys are still keeping open in some regard. So could you give our listeners sort of an update on what you guys are doing during these times?
The Lord's Cupboard is still serving clients in Jefferson County, but we are doing so in a method that will cause the least contact between people possible. So we're really trying to shoot for that social distancing that's being recommended. What we're doing is having people make appointments to come and be served. Because I'm down so many volunteers right now, because many of my volunteers are over 60 and have other health conditions, we're only serving on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons. And again, that is by appointment only at this point. And so what we're doing is I actually have our parking lot set up as kind of a drive-through lane, and we will have a window that's right next to our garage door, which we will serve people through. And we're simply doing prepackaged orders. You know, usually we pride ourselves on giving our clients as much choice as we possibly can about what they're taking home. But right now, we just need to get those orders into bags and boxes and minimize the contact.
Right, for sure. Just trying to keep as much social distancing as possible, like everyone's been saying. And exactly. from what you guys have, or from what I've seen you guys doing, you know, you're still trying to serve the wider Jefferson County area with food, while also, again, practicing those social distancing practices.
Yes, I mean, I've been following this incoming pandemic for you know, the last couple of weeks very closely. I personally have two kids who have immune issues and underlying health conditions. So on a personal note, it's very important that I protect myself and my kids. And then, like I said, almost all of my volunteers are retirees, you know, and those are showing to be the hardest hit by this virus. So I've got to protect them too.
Yeah, for sure. And the one question that kind of comes to my mind when it comes to this, you know, in food pantries around these smaller rural areas might have some difficulties. You know, there's a wider, older adult population that lives in these areas. And the one question I kind of want to ask you is, has there been issues recently? And, you know, it's only been about 2 days since this happened, but has there been some issues with food shortages at the Lord's Cupboard? And if people want to donate, is that an issue right now concerning your health and health of people around you?
Right. Yeah, it's a great question. We are already seeing the effects of this. For the last couple of weeks, I have not been able to get nearly as many donations or even the items that I purchase from my local stores. So I normally purchase some items from our Walmart store, some items from our Hy-Vee store, and then Walmart and Hy-Vee and everybody's Whole Foods all donate items to me normally, but I have seen a sharp decrease in all of that. So, it, you know, even though I have a budget to spend on food, I can't find anywhere to buy the food that I need at this particular moment. So I'm hoping that this, you know, sort of prepping, hoarding behavior that has gone on is going to settle down a bit, and I'll be able to start getting those orders filled again soon.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, that's it's a time of trial and tribulation for, especially for those who serve their communities, and to kind of see that is disheartening. And the question that kind of comes to mind too is that, is it safe for people to donate food at this time? You know, if someone really wants to help the cause, is it safe for somebody to give those canned foods and whatnot during a time like this?
Boy, it's such a great question. And I mean, we have been accepting donations. We are cleaning them as soon as they come in. However, we, like everybody else, are running low on cleaning supplies. So it's, you know, I would encourage people to still donate. What we may end up having to do is just simply set those donations aside for the week or week and a half that that has been said that the virus can live on surfaces. I'm seeing everything from 3 days or a few hours to 3 days to 9 days. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the actual story is on how long the virus can live on surfaces. Hopefully they'll come up with a more definite number on that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lord's Cupboard Executive Director Laura Cohen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.